I am starstruck, Lingy. Yes, by you, as always, by you. I mean, Geelong Premiership winning captain, I mean, superstar. But also, Edward the Emu is coming to town this weekend. Geelong Arts Centre is where he will be with a live stage show, and the creative team from Monkey Bar Theatre Company are bringing this to the stage.
This popular, incredibly popular children's book. And it's not a, like, we call it a children's book. I love reading it because I think I mentioned to you weeks ago when this was a possibility, the illustrations in that book are absolutely stunning.
Mm-hmm.
But we've got the real thing in the studio right
we
now.
We definitely do. Edward the Emu in the studio along with Paul and Tina, Edward Zookeepers. Hello, welcome to the show.
Hello,
Hi, thanks so much for having us.
Now, Tina, obviously you're one of the zookeepers and Edward, looking amazing. His eyelashes on point this morning, hair done. Did you help him with that?
Of course, yeah. He was really excited. He actually got up a bit too early for my liking in my hotel room at 6 a.m. We're going to the radio. We're going to meet Lingy. So.
Oh, that's about standard.
So this is all for you.
That makes me feel very, very special. Paul, you've got the hand there and helping Edward and doing everything like that. Now, he gets up to a bit of mischief in the book and I imagine in the stage show. Bit of a handful to keep in control?
Look, I wouldn't say he's got an attitude problem, but he's certainly looking within himself to try and find, you know, what makes him his best.
Yes.
And that's what the show is all about. Him and Edwina trying to find, you know, what is the best version of themselves. And that means getting out of his enclosure in the zoo and maybe hopping into a few other places there.
Yeah, well, look, spoiler alert, for those that haven't seen the book, it is all about Edward at the zoo and jumping into other animals' cages. I love how the news team have come up into the news booth to try and get a look at Edward as well. So, obviously, it must be pretty intense. Not only do you have Edward, but you've also got seals and lions and all other things. Snakes. Tina?
Yeah, we've got lots of different creatures that we get to puppeteer in the show. It is pretty exciting as they come to life, as they appear on the stage and the kids go, as they realise what's happening. Yeah. It's a snake. It's pretty cool, yeah.
The stage show's happening. The book, it is just increased in popularity, hasn't it? And we're just hearing little whispers. Hard to get a copy of it at the moment.
Right?
Is this all because of Edward being here in person or in Emu?
We would like to think so, yeah. He's an influencer, an Emu-fluencer. We would like to think that it's all because of him. Yeah.
Now, Paul, what's on Edward the Emu's rider? Does he request anything in particular? Is he a bit of a diva with such a big following?
I mean, his demands aren't that big. It's sort of like insects, millipedes, caterpillars, grasshoppers, spiders.
Okay.
And, you know, we're very fortunate being on tour that, you know, while we're out in the bush, you know, we can collect all those things and just sort of bring them to
it. Nice, very nice.
Now, I don't want to turn this positive, wonderful experience into a negative at all, but I feel like Edward is sort of carrying the heavier workload here. Like, he's up early doing breakfast radio.
Yeah.
My question is, where the hell's Edwina? What, is she just, sleeping in, just taking it a little bit easy? Like, come on.
Yeah, she's the boss, so she doesn't have to do any of the hard yards, you know. She said, Edward, off you go. I'm staying in bed.
It is the same sort of as Lingy, because he doesn't come in for less than an X amount of dollars on a Friday. Edwina, much the same, Lingy. So you can sympathise with that.
Yeah, Edwina's got that. She's smart.
Yeah, she is smart. And when are the shows happening this weekend at Geelong Arts Centre?
So we're on this evening and we've got two shows tomorrow as well.
Mm-hmm. And I hear that one of them is Auslan friendly as well. Yeah, which is perfect. Tickets for this go on sale, or they are on sale rather, at geelongartscentre.org.au. Edward the Emu at Costa Hall. It's been an absolute pleasure having you all in for a bit of fun. Paul and Tina, Zookeepers, and of course, Edward the Emu. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
He is nodding. He's nodding.